Welcome to a very special edition of the Inside Story podcast. This is a bonus episode that we are bringing you as part of our Author Spotlight series. We are dropping these episodes over the next few weeks so that you have a really good taste of the women, the amazing women, and the amazing stories that you will find inside our book, Shine Your Light. So over the last 2 years, all of us here at Lightbeamers have been working really hard to curate a special selection of women's stories to be found inside three collaborative books. And our third book is coming at you hot. Shine Your Light rounds out the trilogy, if you will, that will be joining her sister books of Elevate Your Voice and Step Into Your Brave. And this is our opportunity to bring you behind the scenes and the real stories behind each of the women who has so bravely and courageously and boldly stepped forward to write and share her story as a chapter inside our book. And so let's get right into this week's Author Spotlight. Hi, I'm April Adams Pertwee. I'm your host of the Inside Story podcast. I've been telling people stories my entire adult life as a broadcast journalist, video producer, and digital storyteller. These days, you can find me at Lightbeamers, where I'm building a community of women who are ready to step into their brave by sharing their story with the world. On the Inside Story podcast, I'm bringing you some of the best stories I'm discovering from both the women inside of my community, as well as from around the streets of the internet. Plus, I'm digging deep to share some of my own stories with you along the way. My hope is that these stories will help encourage you to examine your own story so that you can share it with other people. I have a motto at Lightbeamers: when we share our stories, we shine a light. So with that in mind, let's get down to business today and share the light found in this episode. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to this special edition and bonus episode of our Inside Story podcast. I have with me here Joanne Dyckhausen from, yes, you got it, Shine Your Light. We're so happy to be able to bring you all of these author spotlights and just really thrilled that we get to share with you today more about Joanne. So welcome, Joanne, to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, April. It's so nice to be here and to talk about our favorite thing, Shine Your Light.
I know. It's our favorite topic right now, for sure, for sure. So let's just dive right in about this book project. To give everyone a context, you know, when you start listening to these author spotlights, one of the things is that every woman who is in this book comes from a very different background and very different walks of life and very different professions. And you yourself, Joanne, you are an animal specialist. You know, you are a canine massage therapist. You have worked with animals a long time. You also have different pet products that you represent and sell. You're just really ingrained in that pet community. And so you have your own business and you have a very rich story, which I want you to share a little bit of the highlighted view of what you share in the book. But your story really is a lot about just this rich, vast differences of experiences you've had in your life and in your career, which is where, you know, you are today working in the pet industry. I'm curious, what made you decide to do this particular project with us and to come into the book project and begin to write your story for Shine Your Light? What made you say yes to this?
I've always wanted to write a book, whether it be, but I didn't know that there were such things at the time called collaboration books.
Yeah.
And when I was asked, when you sent around an email to everyone, April, saying if anyone would like to be a part of this, I automatically said yes. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, maybe it's time that I write what is really going on in my life and where I got to be where I am today. So I was just thrilled. And little did I know how much work really is involved with being involved in a book, and I can't tell you what an exciting adventure it is. It has been over the last 9 months, working with so many and getting to meet several authors along the way. And I'm hoping that I'll have the chance to meet all of them at some point in the next year or so. Yes, I would love to do that. Their stories are absolutely phenomenal. And I'm so glad to be a part of this. I am just so excited, and I can't wait to launch day on the 17th. So.
Yes, we are marching our way to October 17th. That's the day that the book will be live on Amazon. That's the day that we want everyone, if you can, to go purchase your copy. And of course, if you're listening to this episode after October 17th, then just head on over there now and grab your copy so that you can go straight to chapter 7 and read Joanne's chapter, which is titled Emerge from the Fog. So Joanne, give everyone a very high level view of really what was your story that you brought forward in Shine Your Light.
Well, when I first started writing, I was kind of stumped because I thought, well, what do I write about? Because so far, I always thought my life was, you know, it's going along great, until I really sat down and thought about all these things that have happened in my life. Mm-hmm. And one of the most crucial parts that started this whole series with dogs is a great loss in my life that occurred when I was very young. Mm-hmm. And dogs played a very important part, not only in my happy times, but also were very healing to me during this really big grief process. And it continued throughout my life in losing some people that were very close to me. And it kind of built up a wall. So I didn't want to get close to anyone except dogs. And again, dogs played an important part. And when I had another serious loss, a dog was also involved in helping me get through the first year of grief. And working at a law firm for almost 35 and a half years, there were ups and downs there that I had to face, which were really traumatic at the time. And I feel writing the book has really been a healing journey because it made me get out what I was feeling, and it felt good to put it down in writing. And again, when I left the law firm, I wanted to do something for dogs because I felt dogs played such an important part in my life. And there was a dog that we had, which was our last dog, was a golden retriever named Duke. And when Duke started getting older, I wanted to give back to him everything that he gave back to me, and kind of like a memorial for Duke, plus all the other dogs I've had, by helping other owners help their pets and educate themselves on how their dogs can live healthier and happier lives.
Yeah, so beautiful. I love that you said that writing this book and your chapter in the book and kind of going, examining your story and understanding this common connection and how the dogs have played such a role for you. But even in other areas of your life where dogs weren't necessarily present, like the law firm, right? That getting it down on paper and really speaking out loud, or writing out loud, if you will, you know, how you felt and how certain situations made you feel was a healing journey for you. And I find that so fascinating, Joanne, because you are in the healing profession. You know, I mean, you provide healing on a regular basis. You do it through animal therapy, but in a lot of ways, you know, I'm a dog owner. And I'm a big dog lover personally. And I know we have some cat people in the audience and maybe some other types of animals, but anyone that loves animals and has had animals understands that animals themselves are a type of healing and therapy for the human, you know, so mm-hmm. you're actually providing healing for the human when you help provide healing for the dog. And I love that this process for you was healing. So I love that connection.
Yes. And I never thought about what you said, that I'm in the healing profession. So another good lesson learned as well.
Oh yeah. Well, for sure you are. I mean, and you do, you go into pretty good detail inside your chapter about how that all evolved for you and what you do with dogs now. And personally, I was really fascinated by that section of your chapter because I could just see it just really evolving out of your story, which is so cool. You know, it's just so cool to see how our lives do evolve and we take certain action in our lives as a result of some lived experiences that we have been through. And that was certainly the case for you. On paper, it may not look like a direct line of like, well, how do you get from a 35-year career inside of a law firm over to canine massage therapist? But when you read Joanne's story, you totally see how. It makes total sense, you know? So that's what I love about it. So you mentioned that, you know, you were, I do remember having a chat with you. Cause I mean, I think you actually are like, oh, I want in. I'm a yes before you and I had actually really talked. And I was like, well,
right.
Okay, great. and I didn't know you that well. And I'm like, Who's this Joanne lady? I need to like, you know, interview you and find out and learn more and make sure you're a good fit for the project, which of course you were. But it was really fun to see your eagerness to do this. And so you said earlier, you always wanted to write a book and you didn't know about collaborative books. What would you tell the listeners about what your experience has been like being a part of a collaborative book and what has been, having not known about them before, what have you gotten out of it to walk this journey with 12 other women at the same time?
It has been an awesome experience. And what I liked the most about it is that we were each given an accountability partner.
Mm-hmm.
And my accountability partner, they're originally from Colorado. They still live in Colorado, but for now they're in Abu Dhabi. Mm-hmm. And I had the great pleasure of meeting my accountability partner when they came back this summer, and she took like a tour of the U.S. to visit friends and family and everyone. And she stopped off in Illinois and we had dinner, and what a great experience that was. And just hearing, getting on, like when in the beginning we had like little breakout rooms. So we got to meet the other authors and we talked, and this was like the kind of like the preparation of writing our stories. And a lot of them felt the same way I did. They were very hesitant at first. They weren't sure they could write it
mm-hmm.
because it was very emotional for them. And I am so glad that they kept with it because their stories, like I said, absolutely phenomenal. It was a learning curve. I can't tell you. It's like when I get up now, it's like I'm sitting straighter, my head's up, and it's like I'm an author, and it's such a wonderful feeling. And like I said before, I so wish I could meet all. That's my intention for next year, is to meet with each of the authors, meet up with them, and get to finally know them in person. So the learning experience from you, April, from Lynette, from our editor, all the way down. If we were down or we were stuck on something, we always got the support. There was never us being alone or feeling like we can't do this because no one's there. Everyone was there to support each other. And it wasn't silly to ask a question that you were afraid to ask. It's like we felt comfortable in this environment. And what a great way to write a collaborative book, especially if you're not sure yet that you want to write your own. Mm-hmm. This is a great stepping stone to get involved, to have your published, to go through this journey and experience. I would recommend it for anyone. It is awesome.
It is a great way to get your feet wet and to really learn behind the scenes everything that goes involved to writing a book. You know, it is the figuring out the story piece. It's the mapping out your chapter and kind of building that outline, and then writing, and then doing some edits. First of all, some personal edits, like you went through your own edits, and then eventually you had some feedback edits from your accountability partner and a few other people, myself included. And then, you know, we went through the editorial process, right? Where we really worked with a copy editor and really makes the word shine on a paper, all the way through to, you know, the publishing and the writing of a bio and getting it out. And now putting yourself out there as an author and doing some book signings and going to bigger meetings than you've ever had before in your life. I mean, like really, like you said, you start to stand up really tall and you're like, I'm an author. And now I'm doing things that authors do. You know, I'm going to book signings and I'm getting interviewed and I'm getting on podcasts and a lot of really cool stuff is happening. For you yourself, has this sparked a desire to write more and maybe even write a book or a solo book or more books or more collaborative books? What has it done for you?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm starting to draft my own book right now.
Oh, that's good news. I did not know that.
Yes. It will be on Canine Massage, but it's going to be mixed between humor and education, because I feel that people can relate to humor and they can probably relate to their own dogs acting the way this one dog acts in the book. So I'm real excited about that. I'm hoping to get it drafted completely by March 31st next year and go from there. And I'm just real excited about it because I've had 12 years of learning and experiencing humor and sadness and joy in dogs. So I have quite a bit to write about. So yes, I am writing my own book, and I don't know what that would feel like, but it's probably I probably would miss it because I don't have my 12 other authors there. So,
oh, we'll be with you when you launch that book. Don't you worry. We'll
thanks,
come
April.
Alongside you. Yeah, that is huge. You know, I love that it's opened up that portal for you to see what else is possible. And, you know, and that's something I'm always trying to reiterate here on the Inside Story podcast, especially for our listeners. I really always hope that any kind of interview or story we bring to the airwaves here, it encourages our listeners in some way to start to imagine what's possible for them too. And, you know, certainly as we're featuring each of you in these author spotlights, it's fun to feature you. And it's fun to share you more with our audience and to really, you know, put the spotlight on you. And I know each of you has a way of speaking to our listener that may be just exactly the thing that our listener needed to hear in order to take that next step inside, to walk through that portal that might be opening for them. And so I'm really glad that you've experienced that.
I think I'd like to add to April to that, to anyone that might be listening today, is that I didn't have a lot of confidence mm-hmm. in writing it. And I think that's what most of us fear in the beginning. But once you start writing and once you get that support, once you say, yeah, I can do this, it makes it so much easier. And I would say to the listeners that if you're interested or you're thinking about it, but you're afraid to, or you don't feel you're good enough,
mm-hmm.
I would say change that mindset, because you can do it. If I can do it, all of you can do it. So I'm inviting you to get on board and write your story.
Yes. Yes. There's so much to gain from sharing your story publicly. And I'm curious what you, I mean, the book's not even officially published yet in terms of letting other people really read it. We don't have it in the hands of the masses just yet. We're about 10 days away from that right now when we're recording this anyway. But I'm curious for you, what has this process done for you? What has the process of truly sharing your story publicly done for you? And how has it impacted you in a positive way?
Oh my gosh. I have been invited to 3 book signings before the book's even out. Mm-hmm. And my biggest thrill is the fact that I was contacted by a host in Los Angeles asking me if I would be interested in flying out to LA to be on her show in January, her local TV show, to talk about the book and the story. And it's just so many opportunities. And it's like, you just, like I said, you just figure like, I'm an author, I'm going here. And I've always pictured myself going into the airport with my little luggage with me, flying all over the country and just doing this. And I think my life has changed so dramatically. And I was at an event this morning, and I had to laugh because I did have a copy of my book, but you know, they just saw the cover in the back. I didn't give it anything out. And this woman said to me, "Oh, it's a big book." And I'm like, "Yeah." And she's thumbing through it. She wasn't reading. She was just thumbing through it. And she goes, "I have to buy that." And just having the book changes people's minds. And that's why it's so phenomenal when they see the book, when they see the cover. Which was one of my reasons for doing this, is because I loved the title of the book from day one. And it just seemed appropriate. And every story in this book does shine your light.
Yes, it does.
The journey, and I can't thank you enough, April, for allowing me the opportunity. And like I said, Lynette and Laurel, just and all my fellow authors, that it's just been such a great uplifting journey for me, and I can't thank all of you enough for that.
Oh, it's just been a joy to have you with us and to participate and to share such a phenomenal story. And I love, like I said at the beginning, I love that each of you come from so many different backgrounds. Like you said, your accountability partner, one of your co-authors, Cammie Forrester, you know, she's literally living around the world right now in Abu Dhabi and, you know, having a very unique experience and what she's walking through. Actually, that's not even part of her real story that she shares inside the book, but it's part of her current story that she's living out right now, and how it's brought so many of you together. You know, it has brought women from literally around the world who probably would not have known each other otherwise, maybe because you're all connected through light beamers in some form or fashion, but not to this degree. Like, it would not have allowed you any other opportunity besides doing something like this, to where you get to come in and really get to know women at a really deep level, because sharing your story is deep work. And, you know, you're getting the chance now to read all of those stories as you know, we've now made it all available to you. That was one of the things that I think a lot of people don't realize in the collaborative book process, is that when the authors are writing their story, other than their accountability partner, which is a fellow author, we are not sharing everyone else's story with them, because we basically needed you to have your blinders on. You know, we did not want you to get distracted by other people's stories, because, you know, number one, the biggest pitfall is comparison, right? Oh, well, she did this, or, you know, mine isn't that good, or whatever. And we purposely and intentionally did not make the other authors' stories available to each of you until the very end. And so, you know, you're now getting to go through the book and see just exactly how phenomenal it is. What was your reaction when you started reading the stories and you started seeing, you know, what these stories were really about?
I was just amazed. And one of the authors and I have a similar issue that we've faced throughout our lives. And it was, I haven't read her chapter yet, but I'm interested to read it to see what the comparisons are. Just, you know, I probably left some things out when I was explaining this, but it seems like she was pretty descriptive in hers. So I'm really anxious to read her story. And just the biographies of these women were amazing. I'm thinking, I never knew that about her. I mean, seeing her on, you know, on Zoom like once a month or whatever, I would never have pictured that this woman does what she does. And it's just, bios blew me away. Excuse me, before I even got the book. So just reading their bios are enough to make you want to read more.
Well, that's a perfect segue. I'd love to just share with our audience here a little bit of your bio, because you're no small packages, peanuts, or whatever they call it over there, Miss Joanne. And what was fun is there was a real process that we took everyone through for writing their bios, because, you know, we just didn't want you to write a boring bio. You're like, you did all this work. I'm like, no, it can't be boring. We have to really hook people and really showcase who you are and just the amazing work that you bring to the world. And just, you know, a little bit more about your work. So I'm going to read really quickly Joanne's bio from that you will find after chapter 7 in the book, Shine Your Light. Joanne Deckhausen doesn't just love dogs. She also wants to help them live healthier, happier lives. She travels all over Illinois and beyond as a certified canine massage therapist and the owner of Feel So Good Canine Massage LLC. Joanne presents workshops on topics like the conversation you wish you could have with your dog and snap, crackle, pop canine arthritis to help pet owners and dog lovers keep their canine companions healthy and happy. When she's not working with pets and their people, you can find her exploring the natural wonders of the Western United States. To book her for your next event or podcast visit, please contact her at www.feelsogoodcaninemassage.com. And canine is K, the letter K, and the number 9. And of course, we'll link up Joanne's information for you in the show notes as well, including that website link. So it is just so fun to see you out there speaking and traveling and exploring and bringing your message around, you know, healthy pets and the therapy and the healing arts that you bring to pets. By way of all the workshops and the speaking that you get to do. And now getting to share that inside this book is just such a powerful add-on to everything you already bring to the table. So it's been a joy to have you and Shine Your Light. It's been so fun getting to know you and really get to learn more about you. And I just think that you're just amazing. You have some, again, inside the chapter, you share some of those big losses, and you've been through a lot, and it's always a reminder. And, you know, you get to be this age in life, you have been through things. That's just the whole point of living, is we're going to travel some tough roads, and you always bring such positivity and optimism and resilience to the way you talk about those experiences. And I know that you're right. Shine Your Light was so appropriate for you and your story. And it just was perfect to have you be a part of our book. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, April. It's been a pleasure and such a joy.
Well, thank you. And everyone, again, October 17th is the day that we will be live on Amazon with Shine Your Light. There are 13 stories inside, all of them very, very different. Each one of these women wrote her chapter herself. There were no ghostwriters involved. They brought their heart and soul, and in many cases, a few tears to the table to bring you their very best stories. And I can assure you, they are some of the best stories you'll read. I know that it will bring a lot of light to you, encouragement and inspiration, and a whole lot of hope. So go get your copy of Shine Your Light today. Thank you, Joanne. And thanks to everybody. We'll be back with another author spotlight very soon. Stay tuned. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to give it a review and share this broadcast out with your friends and family. Now, did listening to this episode make you think more about your own story? Are you wondering which parts of your own story are relevant to share with others? This is the question I get asked more than any other. How do I share my story? Which parts of my story are worth sharing with other people? How can I make my story relatable so that others can benefit from it? I've taken my simple process that I've used for years as a journalist and broken it down into a 3-part storytelling formula that will help you discover the key components of your own story and how to share it. It's a free resource I've created to help you become a light beamer by sharing your story. Simply go to www.lightbeamers.com and click on the big yellow button on the homepage to download your story formula. I'd love to hear your story too, so be sure to join my free community on Facebook, the Light Beamers Community, and share your story with me. I can't wait to learn more about you and the story that's inside of you. In the meantime, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can get notified when our next broadcast is live. You will want to stay tuned to the stories we are lining up for you next. I promise they are so good. As always, Light Beamers, I'm over here cheering for you.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.